Sorry about the last boo there, because it's in Swedish. It was the music export of Sweden that held a, what do you call it, a speech or something like that, seminar. It's really nice though for those who speak Swedish to hear about the future of Swedish music in export. So it's interesting, but sorry for you that can't understand the last boo. But actually not what I'm going to talk about this time. It's more or less... it's one thing that I'm constantly thinking about, is like how many people that doesn't, that gives out music, doesn't think about PR. It's kind of funny because I think it was Bill Gates who says, if I have $2 left, I will spend $1 on marketing, on PR. And the thing is, when I speak to bands and stuff like that, and artists who gives out themselves, it's more or less like, all right, we have $2 for everything, and I will put $2 on the recording. And actually, I won't even, don't even then, and a good recording actually costs you $3, but instead of saving to $3 to get a really good recording, yeah, you do a so-so recording for $2, and nothing on PR. And this is the kind of thing, is actually, you should think around it, you should actually save up to $3, and then actually use $7 in total, and use $4 for PR, because this is what it's actually about. I mean, if you have a, even if you have a good recording and everything, is if it's not out there and nobody knows about it, then well, it's going to be really, really tough to get things going. And that's the main thing and the main error I see every day and every hour, that that's what's happening most of the times with artists, that they actually think like, oh, we skip the PR, or it will be sold. I mean, if we have a good record, we actually, that will be the thing, because then people will hear it and spread it and do things with it. And really, every time you see that, it's like, no, it won't. Even if you have a good call, even if the best song, it's you need to PR anyway to get it heard. I mean, and you have to have a critical mass. And this, with the internet right now, that critical mass is going to be even more than ever before. So before, you just needed to reach the tastemakers and stuff like this. Today you need to get to the tastemakers and get to a critical mass of audience to actually also listen to it. It's a, yeah, this is the one of the things that we actually see quite much of. And I was thinking about it because I just spoke to an artist early this morning, and it was like, yeah, this is what we really need, but we don't have any money. And it's like, yeah, you spend everything on the recording, and they haven't even mastered yet. And so they were like, we skipped the mastering, it doesn't need that one. And of course, I mean, in the end, it's going to be a pretty so-so product. I mean, the songs are good, I mean, I will admit that, but the recording is, it's okay, but there's no mastering, so it will not sound that good. And in the end, we also, there's... will be no PR. They will send out themselves to some press, they said, and radio. And of course, maybe some radio station will play it, but that will be too less today. Today we need on every level. I mean, we also see, I just saw an ad from record label seeking PR people, and it says directly in the ad, you have to have social media skills, otherwise we won't hire you. And that's the stuff. It's like social media will be the thing, and but then also the record business gone from business to business, because we were selling to record stores, to business to consumer. And that's a totally different story and a totally different cost.